Hello, Gamecock fans. This is T-Bone with the Rubber Chickens blog, filling in once again for Buck on this edition of Buckshots. Today, we are scheduled to talk about the 1999 Gamecock season, a season that we entered into with a great deal of hope and a great deal of potential. We have, if you remember from our last season review, fired our head coach Brad Scott, brought in Lou Holtz, which at the time we were all beyond giddy about that hire. I remember the press conference where he was hired, very excited. He brought with him a legitimacy that I think we had really, really long sought and never really been able to achieve. So it was a great hire just in the sense that it gave a stamp of approval on our program. He also went out and recruited, and the recruiting class he brought in was one that had a lot of hope. There were three, as they're called, Mr. Footballs on that team. The best high school player from the state of South Carolina, Derek Squeaky Watson. The best high school football player from the state of Connecticut, Andrew Pinnock. And the best high school football player from the state of Ohio, Ryan Brewer. All three came in as a part of that class, and Coach Holtz would put them all three in the backfield at the same time through the course of the year. But that class, the three Mr. Footballs, that was something else. So we entered 99 with a lot of hope. And then, in all honesty, I have struggled with how to approach the review of this season. This is not a season that Gamecock fans like to talk about. This is not a season that we like to reflect on. 1-10, the previous year, was our worst record in history, and so for us to follow that up and break that record with an 0-11 season really was asking too much of our fan base and asking too much of our players, and it was a difficult thing. It was a difficult time to be a Gamecock fan, especially if you happen to live in the upstate like I do. But that to the side, let's talk a little bit about the season. We're going to ignore here the comedian Stephen Wright's advice. He said one time, if at first you don't succeed, hide all evidence that you ever tried. So we won't do that, although I think I will deviate from our normal practice and not go game by game. Instead, just talk about general memories that I have. People that witnessed it remember the tropical storm in Raleigh, North Carolina that our teams played through. ESPN night game, a lot of hoopla. We ended up losing the game in a tropical storm, although it was a tough defensive battle. Following week, we went to Athens. Guys played their heart out, another tough loss. I remember we then got beat at home by East Carolina, and because of, I guess, another tropical storm, and I hope I'm not conflating my years here, we agreed to house the East Carolina team for the week after they beat us. So they practiced in Columbia for a week and ended up beating Miami that following week. So good on you, East Carolina. We then stumbled through the middle part of our season. We kept pointing at the Vandy game as our chance where we were going to break the losing streak, which at that point was the longest losing streak in the nation. And then we lost 11-10 to the Vanderbilt Commodores at home. At that point, we all recognized the inevitable because we were entering the orange crush portion of the schedule. We were shellacked by Tennessee up in Knoxville, lost to Florida at home, and then the Clemson game came. And I will always remember the Zero candy bars. Do you remember Zero candy bars? For some reason, the Clemson faithful thought that it would be hilarious to all have Zero candy bars at the tailgate prior to that game. I saw them everywhere. There was even a Photoshop. This was probably the early days of Photoshop, floating around of Lou Holtz's book. He had written a book, which I have a copy of, called Winning Every Day. And Winning Every Day is a self-help book. It's pretty good. He tells a few anecdotes. You kind of see the way Lou Holtz thinks in that book. But they had someone had Photoshopped, and I saw it at the tailgate or in the week leading up to the game. I don't remember which. the cover of that book, and instead of saying winning every game, winning every day, it said losing every game. So I still remember that. It was a long season, folks, a long season to suffer through. I don't want to go too deep into the pit here, but I can tell you at the time, we were very aware of how long that season was taken. And our thoughts sometimes did become almost Shakespearean as we suffered through. It made me think of Macbeth when he finds out his wife has died and his kingdom is ending, and his speech that he gave. A lot of ways, all the quarterback injuries we had that year, the tough losses, the hopelessness is summed up in his speech. Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow creeps in this petty pace from day to day, to the last syllable of recorded time, and all our yesterdays have lighted fools the way to dusty death. Out, out, brief candle, life is but a walking shadow, a poor player that struts and frets his hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Now, if you think that was over the top, if you think that that is taking it too far, then you did not live through the 0-11 season like many of us did. It cast a pall on almost all our endeavors for those of us that take Southeastern Conference and South Carolina Gamecock football so seriously. I can remember my wife just picking on me endlessly about it, and I thank God for her because she kind of pointed out to me how ridiculous I was being. It also reminds me of another, and I won't read this entire play, but Edith Wharton has a poem called A Failure. And I often thought of this poem because it was one of my favorites in college because I was constantly screwing up. And the first stanza goes like this: I meant to be so strong and true. The world may smile and question, when? But what I might have been to you, I cannot be to other men. Just 1 in 20 to the rest, and all in all to you alone. This was my dream. Perchance it's best that this, like other dreams, is flown. I do not know to this day how our players kept going out there every week and getting their heads handed to them. I remember being at the tailgate, and I think this was after the Kentucky game. That was a home game, and I think it was the Kentucky game, because a big song at that time was the Red Hot Chili Peppers song Scar Tissue. And I will not read that entire song because I'm starting to feel a little bit like William Shatner here in this recording. But the song Scar Tissue seemed like it fit with what we were going through. It was popular. I remember being at the tailgate, and there's a line in there about young Kentucky girl in a push-up bra. And I remember seeing a Kentucky fan and being mindful of that song. And it talks about how the singer of the song Scar Tissue looks at the girl and thinks she has it so good. And I remember thinking, man, Kentucky has it so good. And so that song, I kind of laughed about it at the time. The refrain in that song, "With the birds I'll share this lonely view," reminded me of the scene in East Upper at the end of many of these contests. So that song, Scar Tissue, is in my mind intertwined with the 0-11 season. So going in a little different direction today, but I do want to talk about the context of the 0-11 season. There are those that say you cannot fully appreciate where we are today unless you lived through the 0-11, the 1-for-21 over the two seasons. Unless you lived through those things, you can't appreciate the success we're having now. I don't share that view, and I'll tell you why. Even if they're right, let those of us that did go through it just grant you these memories. We convey unto you our suffering and make it your birthright as a Gamecock fan. So do not be discouraged that you don't really belong. We pass it on to you. Sports, it seems to me, at its best, is something that we can invest ourselves in. We can invest ourselves in, we can suffer along with these tremendous athletes, we can pull for them, and we can celebrate the victories with them because we can learn lessons through it. It's not just some type of mental diversion from our day. It's something else to us here in the South. And it's because we see in those players and in the effort they're giving, we see a reflection of our own passions in our everyday life. And so as I look at the season, the 1999 season, and I think about what happened, I think about those players, and I think, how did they go every week and go through that? And how, most importantly, how did Coach Holtz keep that team together? I don't think we think about that enough, because he kept them together. They worked harder. They became something special, which you'll hear about in the 2000 and 2001 reviews. So there's a lesson in it for all of us about how to deal with failure. This has been T-Bone filling in for Buck for what is probably the last time on this edition of Buckshots. Thank you for listening. Push me up against the wall, young tuck girl in a push-up bra. I'm falling all over myself to lift your heart in case your hell could. With the bird that shed is so lonely of you. With the bird that shed is so lonely of you. With the bird that shed is so lonely of you.